Okay.
Well, here we go. We're recording. Question number one is it's an imaginative exercise. So it's May 2015, just after the general election, and you've been elected as the Prime Minister of the UK. You're standing on the steps of number 10, and you've got the world's media there waiting for your first statement. What is the very first thing that you want to say to the nation? Take your time.
I don't want the job, thanks.
Why is that?
Because I think that model of politics is old, and I don't think I want to be part of that model of politics, really.
So what would you offer as an alternative before resigning, say, on the spot? What would you offer as an alternative? In terms of, okay, well, I don't want to do this, but I would want to do this.
I don't think I want to do any of that stuff. I think that's the problem. I think, you know, hierarchies and stuff and, you know, concentration of power in the hands of a few is something we need to move away from.
Well, following on from that then, the second question is, does democracy itself matter? And if it does, why does it matter?
I think democracy is a great idea. I don't think we've ever achieved it. I think in order for democracy to have any real significance, people need to be educated and informed. And I think people get educated and informed by mainstream press, like the Sun and the Mirror and Daily Mail, which kind of feeds into the politics of the right and sets the agenda for future elections. And it's disturbing and crazy and scary. That's what I think, sorry.
So,
I am put on the spot here. I don't have time to think.
Well, everybody's put on the spot in the same way. It's kind of, you know, I mean, there's a lot to consider and a lot to think about, but really it's just kind of, you know, it's what's, you've already said, really, what's closest to your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
You've already said, like, actually, you know, the system doesn't work. You know, it doesn't work in its present form.
Well, it does work for some people. Yeah. It does work. It works for the system, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It works very well for the system.
Okay, so the final question is, which then follows again on from that, is please complete this sentence. We need a revolution because?
Because everything's wrong. Everything is so wrong. That's why.
Do you want to just expand a little bit more on that, about what the specifics of what you feel is wrong?
Everything is wrong. I mean, capitalism, you know, that's the cliche, isn't it? Capitalism benefits the few at the expense of the majority, and we know this. The difference, I think, now, and which is why I think it's hopeful, is that, you know, post the crash, I think we're all, it's a bit more transparent. It's actually more transparent in a way that it was never before, and that's hopeful. I hope it's hopeful. You know, we know what they're doing. But we're still disempowered. I feel disempowered. I feel more disempowered than I've ever felt. But in my head, I'm hopeful.
Okay. Is there anything that you think that you would maybe do to bring about whatever kind of revolution it is that you would like to see happen?
Oh, do you know what? I've been an activist most of my life, and I've done all that, and I've dragged my soapbox around, and I've been there and I've done that, and I think it's someone else's turn now, and I'm doing more sort of inward stuff. I'm trying to be gentle with myself now, and I support people doing stuff, but I feel a bit like hopeless when it comes to grand politics, you know, I really do. And I just hope that we as individuals can create little worlds which are kind and supportive and embracing and creative, all that stuff, you know, because everything else is a bit...
Well, it starts with creating sort of small spaces of freedom,
absolutely,
doesn't it?
Definitely it does. And that's it. You need to just focus on a little bit, because it is so big and it is so overpowering and it is so, like, you know, so they're the little things like this here. It's, you know, it is these little micro worlds are really lovely, actually, aren't they? And that's maybe all we can hope for, I think. But that was me on the spot, you know. I'm sure if I went home and thought about it, I'd kind of go, well, Heather, really. Anyway, thank you for that.
No,